Howdy, this is Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome to No BS Job Search Advice Radio. You know, this is a show today where I talk about the importance of networking. But it's not just the generalities. I'm going to tell you the most important reason to network. And follow this advice, because frankly, it's not just about networking when you're job hunting. It's networking after you've done the new job, after you've already entrenched yourself in the new organization, doing this for years to come. Now, if you find the show helpful, I want you to give it 5 stars on iTunes and Stitcher and connect with me on LinkedIn. LinkedIn.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter is my page there. And I do hope you wind up reaching out to connect with me. And by the way, and I'll remind you about this at the end, join me at JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. I can help you find work. I will help you find work with great information, and I'll answer your questions about job hunting. And you'll know that I'm not there trying to collect a big fee for you finding a job. You'll see what the price is, and you'll find that my time is normally worth a lot more, but I want to help my listeners. So again, visit JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. And with that, let's get rolling. I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and today I want to talk with you about the most important reason you want to be doing networking. Now, excuse me, I had to get my watch into its right position. So here's the most important reason you should be doing networking, not just simply when you're looking for work, but after you're in a job, after you're settled in, why you should continue to network after you're on board. Here it is. Ready? You're not going to need much of a resume if you're doing great networking. Let me illustrate. Often when you're sending out resumes, you have to tailor your resume to every single role. You have to demonstrate a fit for that position because no one knows you. So you really have to thread the needle in order to get interviews. Don't believe me? How many resumes are people sending out for which they never get a response because in no way, shape, or form do they fit the requirement? So what networking will allow you to do is be slightly off target. It'll allow you to overcome the objection that someone will have that says, gee, this guy's resume doesn't look like it fits, and allow someone to advocate for you who knows you and says, not the case. He does have this experience. She knows what she's talking about on this subject. You know, she is an ace around this. He knows this material cold. So in this way, you're able to overcome objections because you have an advocate for you. Having that advocate, not just simply from the referral perspective, but from the perspective of overcoming initial objections, is a huge advantage for job hunters. So I want to encourage you, build your network, support your network, work on creating and building your network after you join your next firm.